Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Tuesday, January 26, 2021. It is America Held Hostage, day number 7. And I'm Doug Hagman, of course, HagmanReport.com, two N's on Hagman, HagmanReport.com, also HagmanStore.com for delicious roasted coffee. We try to get it 3 days from the roaster to your door. That's what we try to do, but it's delicious. It's gourmet coffee, proceeds of which go to help fight on the ground, boots on the ground, child and human sex trafficking. So it's really good. But the coffee itself is gourmet coffee, three types. There you see Detective's Choice. You know, you can get a whole bean, ground or K-cup. Now the K-cups are not marked. We put the emphasis into the flavor, not the packaging, on the K-cups. Then we have Patriot and Revolution blends as well, all varying in darkness. The darker of the three, of course, is the Detective's Choice, the hyper-caffeinated Detective's Choice. I want to thank you for supporting us, whether it be through donations or through your store purchases. Again, HagmanStore.com. I want to thank everyone for doing that. All right, got a lot of news to get into. I'm flying solo today, giving you tomorrow's news today. Look, folks, we have to think ahead. We have to think downrange. We have to think long range, but think downrange. I've got a lot of things to get into, a lot of information. Now, one of the first issues I want to hit would be the articles of impeachment against President Donald John Trump. This is the first time in American history. This is unprecedented. First time in American history where there is a Senate trial, an impeachment and Senate trial for a president who is no longer in office. You think that there's any old play there in terms of, what do you think is happening there? Well, you know exactly what's happening. It's the old identify, vilify, nullify, and destroy that Steve Quayle talks about. But this is what's taking place. It is the thorough destruction of not President Donald John Trump only, alone, but all of us. All of us in the Christian conservative sphere. They call it the MAGA movement. I prefer to call it the Christian conservative realm. I think that's more appropriate and more accurate. This has been going on prior to President Trump, but President Trump gave them, in their estimation, in their view, a reason. Because of his tweets and his outspokenness, and he's not a politician, he's not a member of the club. Okay, so yesterday, on the 25th, what we saw was the exhibition of the articles of impeachment. Now, I have a schedule for you, and I want you to really listen and pay attention to this schedule. But let's talk about the articles of impeachment themselves. All right. Drafted on January 13th of 2021 by David Cicilline. All right. Initially, that's who introduced the articles of impeachment. From Rhode Island, the leftist from Rhode Island, the committee, of course, the House Judiciary Committee. All right, but pay attention, please, to, and I don't mean to sound condescending. That in no way, when I say pay attention, I guess I'm reminding myself more of that than not. But anyway, the articles of impeachment or article, I suppose article would be more appropriate. January 13th, 2021, impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors. Okay, standing on definition and precedent, high crimes and misdemeanors are extremely Well, if you were looking at a criminal trial, that would be like a first-degree felony, if you know what I mean in terms of the degrees of charging. All right? So what is his high crime and misdemeanor or misdemeanor? Article 1, incitement of insurrection. Now, you might have heard about this on the news. Okay, the news might have gone into this, given maybe 2.5-3 minutes. But this is important because, again, we have to think ahead, look downrange, and plan, adapt accordingly. I'm giving you information that you need for many reasons. I spoke with my wife last night. Yeah, go figure, right? It's almost like we haven't seen each other because I'm immersed in what I'm doing and she's, doing what she's doing. And she said, you know, I can't watch the news. I just can't watch the news. And there's a level of, depression there. Okay. Now, I'm not saying with my wife, but general depression. Okay. But the incitement of insurrection. Now, I'm not going to read this. You can certainly search this out and find the text of this, except I will cite from it. The key part here is that on January 6, 2021, pursuant to the 12th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, suddenly Cicilline is a constitutional scholar. The Vice President of the United States, the House of Representatives, and the Senate met at the United States Capitol for a joint session of Congress to count the votes of the Electoral College. Now, Pence is at the front and center of this, obviously. Pence is at the center. And Pence is up there, and he is to count the electoral votes. Now, he had one request in front of him. And that request was, please give us 10 days. There are seven states with Article 2 violations. Now, again, it's very important for everyone to understand this. Seven states, I think at that time maybe three, had come forward with actual papers in hand saying, look, we're not sure about our electors here. Pence was asked for a 10-day moratorium on counting the electoral vote. Remember, January 6th is the electoral count date, but that can be moved. January 20th is constitutional. January 6th is procedural. All right. So yesterday, as you saw, the exhibition and the presentation, this formal walk from the House to the Senate. Did you see that in all of the regalia? Of course, guarded by now what, half a division of troops. And folks, about that, if you haven't seen the Capitol and the mainstream media is not showing you the Capitol, it is still a war zone, a green zone. But there's this exhibition of the articles of impeachment. There it is right there being received or being sent to the Senate. Again, this is procedural. But never before in our history has this ever taken place in a president who's out of office. This is how bad these people want President Trump. This is their scorched earth. Damn you to hell, literal policy. And this is the way they're taking this. And we need to take this really seriously. Today, it's been the swearing in of senators and the issuance of summons. Again, this is procedural. This is how things go. Today, the swearing. So yesterday, presentation, exhibition of articles of impeachment for incitement of riot. Again, I didn't really go through that entire paragraph, but it's centered around the January 6th event. The articles, the text, and it'll be in the program notes, incorrect, or in terms of making incorrect assumptions. This would be like getting an indictment or being charged. Let's say you're out there and you're charged with a crime and you're reading it, and there are factual misrepresentations in the charges, charging document or indictment. That's kind of the way I read this. Because what they're doing here in the articles of impeachment, again, the issue was Vice President Pence was asked to and actually urged by President Trump to give that time period, that 10-day time period, so the electors could be reevaluated in the states that presented the objections. That's all that was asked for. It wasn't to discount electors. It wasn't to overturn an election, although I strive to understand how you can overturn a stolen election. It was simply to provide a 10-day investigative window. Didn't happen. So what this document, what this article of impeachment, what it presents is the accusation that President Trump stood on the stage and because of his actions incited an insurrection by the people there at the ellipse. Now, Jack Posobiec, and others, National Pulse, Populist Press, I'm just trying to think of Twitter, Jack Posobiec on Twitter. I believe it might have appeared in the Federalist, Epic Times for sure. All of these media outlets have shown without any doubt a couple of things. Number one, the timeline was absolutely wrong. President Trump could not have incited anything. His words were go forth peacefully and patriotically. Since when is that inciting inciting an insurrection? President Trump was still on stage when the breach of the Capitol happened. You won't hear that on MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, and you know, no, you're not going to hear that. So the timeline is off, but I digress momentarily. So today, swearing into the senators, issuance of summons. Now, on the 2nd of February, Tuesday, that's the due date. Now think about this, because this is the 26th. It's Tuesday. So a week from today, and think about this in terms of, let's say, a criminal trial of your own, perhaps, is the due date of the president's answer in the House pretrial brief as well. A whole week. Not that they're rushing things, mind you. 6 days from that day, on Monday, February 8th, the due date for the president's pretrial brief. Now, there's a distinction here. The answer versus the pretrial brief, all right? And I'm not going to get into the nuts and bolts of it, but those are the key dates. The 25th, which was yesterday, you saw him procedurally walk the, you know, the granular light or like royalty, they walked the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Today, they swore in senators, issued a summons. Next Tuesday, the president's answer is due. The House pretrial brief is due. The 8th, 6 days hence from the 2nd, is the due date for the president's pretrial brief. Now, don't forget, the president has tapped a lawyer from South Carolina. Don't know much about him. Looking at that now. And then on the 9th, the day following, okay, so it will be on 2 weeks from today, actually, is the House rebuttal brief. Once that is received, at that point, the actual impeachment trial in the Senate can begin. All right. There's three elements here that I want to point out in this article of impeachment, articles of impeachment. The rush that this is taking, and the unprecedented nature of impeaching and holding trial for a president that's out of office. It is really, it's unconstitutional. It's not within the confines of the Constitution, which is why Chief Justice Roberts, for all of his absolutely glaring faults, is not going to take part in this. Why? Because it's for sitting presidents. It's not for presidents who are not in office based on what the election, the mainstream media has said the election results were. All right. So that's the first issue that the due process, the denial of due process to President Trump is just off the charts. A lack of precedent. Number two, the glaring lies by commission and omission in the articles of impeachment, the fact that there was absolutely no incitement. How can I say that? Because, well, this is a charging document, okay? This is something that they are alleging. So wouldn't it be rather subjective in terms of court documents, which this could be compared to? This is an allegation. This is an accusation. This is a charge. It needs to be litigated, right? But I'm saying there was no incitement. That's a big one, because everything else from that point hinges on that second and very important aspect, no incitement. And the third part of this article of impeachment is the fact that the predicate for the sixth, the reason for the sixth, were that there were multiple Article II violations that took place in Pennsylvania and other states, but specifically in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. And what are Article II violations? Very simply this. Who is in charge of our state legislature? Or who is in charge of the elections? The elections for president, or the elections, period. It's the states. And who is in charge for making laws with respect to the elections? It's the state legislatures. Okay, so that means a Secretary of State, that means somebody from the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, or even the state equivalent of the FEC, they cannot come in and arbitrarily say, you know what, we're going to kind of, Article 2 of the state statute and constitution says, we are going to do the elections this way. We're going to make a few changes. In other words, well, you know, because of this horrific coronavirus, what we're going to do, a horrific Chinese Communist Party virus, what we're going to do is we're going to just flood the state with absentee ballots, unsolicited, or indefinitely confined ballots, unsolicited. Or we're going to take $400 million in total nationally, or $500 million, depending on how you look at the structure of the payments, from Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg to put up ballot boxes, unattended ballot boxes, or halfway attended ballot boxes, in mobile voting stations, voting in the park, ballot harvesting, ceding or signing off your rights to a consent agreement with Zuckerberg and the CTCL organization that funded this. And this, by the way, is the reason that Facebook and Twitter and Google and YouTube said, you can't talk about this. And if you do, we are going to ban you, which is the reason we are not on YouTube. Because I refuse to be told what I can and can't say. But that's what's going on. So there's three big aspects to this impeachment. The big lie, that's being bantied about by the leftists, including and especially the mainstream media, the big lie. This is what, okay, let me rephrase that. They're saying the big lie is that there is voter and election fraud. Well, how would they know that? Well, they say, okay, you've had how many cases? 61 cases, 81 cases, whatever the number might be. Court cases dismissed because there's no evidence. And that constitutes the big lie. The big lie is that there was election fraud that took place on November 3rd, 2020, both before and after. It's interesting to note that that phrase, those two words, big lie, was used by none other than Goebbels and Hitler in World War II and or pre-war and during the war in Nazi Germany. So the reason that we're seeing, and we have seen, for example, the night, and I'm kind of recapping certain things here, the night of the long knives, digital night of the long knives, is because people were saying, wait a minute, there's stuff wrong here. There's a whole bunch of stuff wrong here. And we have to fix this. We have to tell the American people what's really going on. No, you can't. And why would Zuckerberg allow you to, if he owns or if he's at the levers of control of Facebook, and he's the one that put $500 million into creating the system that caused the November 3rd problems, which was the predicate for January 6th. Do you follow me? Eric the Tech, did you kind of follow that?
Yes, I did.
All right, man. You okay? You doing well?
No, I got to clear my throat. Wow.
Yeah.
Impeachment.
What?
Impeachment.
Impeachment. But this all kind of comes together, and I'm going to tie this all together for you this hour. Do we need to take a break? Do we need to do that? I guess we can take the bottom of the hour break when it's time. Just give me the thumbs up. Yeah. Just let me know. That way we can, keep these segments separate. So you have to tie this segment up. These are the articles of impeachment have given way to the destruction, or are giving way to the complete annihilation of what is known as the MAGA movement, or the Christian conservatives, or the conservative right, however you want to depict them and us. It's to annihilate President Trump so he can never run for office again. That's part of it, but it's to show as an example, make an example out of President Trump so no one ever tries this again. No one ever tries this again. And then they're coming after us. Well, they're actually coming after us now. And after the bottom of the hour break, I'm going to tell you exactly how and what you need to know, again, to think ahead and to think downrange. Folks, you're listening to the Hagmann Report, America Held Hostage, day number 6. It is January 26th, 2021. Actually, it could be day number 7 if you count the first day. I'd say day number 7. Let's go with that one, folks. Going to be right back right after the bottom of the hour network break. Stay right where you're at. You're not going to want to miss this.
Reporting on what the mainstream media won't, you're listening to the Hagmann and Hagmann Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced, and they are trying to silence us. Now, the first segment was about the impeachment and really the background for the impeachment, the second impeachment, unprecedented, the impeachment of a president that's no longer in office, unprecedented. But what's this leading to? If we think ahead, if we look downrange, if we can see what they are planning. So, just to recap briefly, understand that the pretext and the predicate for this was January 6th. Well, January 6th was all about the November 3rd stolen election. It was stolen. And just to make sure people understand, states including but not limited to, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and New Mexico. Those slates of electors were at issue. Now, not all of them made their reservations known on the 6th, but enough did, okay, to cause for that, or to allow for that 10-day look-at period that Pence declined. And Pence is going to have to live with himself for the rest of his life for causing exactly what happened. Now, all right. This is where the rubber meets the road. So January 6th has served, of course, as a predicate for the impeachment, but it also serves as a pretext for mass political spying. Okay. You saw on Friday, I'm sure you, if you don't remember, you can go back or maybe we can play this, but there is a fear driven domestic war against patriots. A fear-driven domestic war against patriots, Christian conservatives, and the objective is to control the political machine and information within the media. Remember, communist countries have a state-run media. I contend we have a media-run state due to the vertical integration of the individuals at the highest, in the mid to executive to mid management of the social media spheres. There's a vertical integration between government, and when I say government, I'm talking about the permanent state within our government, into these social media and media platforms. All right. Let's do this. We already did the HR1, or did we do HR1? We did not do HR1. Okay. As they are walking through the articles of impeachment, I had mentioned on Dave Hodges' show when I appeared on Sunday, I talked about House Resolution 1. This is a bill that Nancy Pelosi, believe it or not, this is from January of 2019, but this has been updated to the current Congress under the same under the title HR1, House Resolution 1. The title of this is For the People Act of 2021. Now, I really, really, folks, I need you to pay really close attention to this and really look at this with me, because here is what is being covered up. This is something that the media is not talking about. And this, if this passes, just turn off the lights, because it's over. All right, HR1, as you can see, and it'll be linked in the program description box, HR1 deals with voting, voter registration modernization. All right, now when you read through this, there is some absolutely hair curling, toe curling information in this, because this is making. This will codify the theft that happened on the 3rd. This will make this all right. HR1, we cannot let this pass. And if there's anything that we should be doing, we should be telling our representatives that you cannot absolutely cannot entertain the passage of H.R. 1. It didn't happen in 20, and it can't happen now. Because when you look at all of the nuances of H.R. 1, they want to take away signature verification. Again, all of the mechanisms that were used to steal the election in November of 2020 will be made into law. They will say, it's okay. And this is what we're up against. Pelosi in October, throwing the you know how she ripped up the State of the Union speech back in early 2020? Well, guess what? Pelosi in October said Congress should have oversight over elections. Nancy Pelosi, that's not how this works. The states have sole authority over elections. Read the Constitution. H.R. 1 would enshrine voter fraud. All right. Now, hold that thought, because what's coming next is kind of on the heels. So the impeachment is overshadowing the H.R. 1 passage or discussion and moving through the Congress. But it's also acting as a reason for the H.R. 1 is like the answer to the impeachment or answer to the bad things that happened on the 6th of January. All right. Now, what's this all about? I said that January 6th is being used as the pretext for this mass political spying apparatus, the fear-driven domestic war against American patriots, and that's you and me. To the extent New York Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, if you haven't seen or heard about this witch, and I'm being charitable in my view of the description, she's a communist, in my personal opinion. She is proposing legislation that is intending to let me just see how I can best describe this. Well, she actually set forth a bill to investigate Parler, which is offline, she wants Parler to be investigated for domestic terrorism. Parler has been targeted, and you know about this. And I'm relying on you folks to know kind of to fill in the blanks, you know, because there's a lot of minutia that I'm not covering that's important in order for you to understand this. But I'm trying to touch the high points here because of time. But Parler has been targeted, and when Glenn Greenwald had done a couple of tweets and a story even about this. The reason Parler was targeted, according to this Carolyn Maloney from the Bronx in New York or whatever district, I think 14th district in New York. The reason, of course, is she said that a lot of the planning and a lot of the, a lot of the infrastructure planning for January 6th, what happened on January 6th at the nation's capital, was done on Parler. Oh, contraire, however, the planning didn't take place on Parler. The planning took place on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, not on Parler. Part of what I would call the big lie. Keep this in mind, because what is she actually asking for? She wants to know who on Parler is an insurrectionist. Look, you've heard Brennan call us insurrectionists. If you've watched any news media, and I'm not going to play media clips for you because you know why? Frankly, it's sickening. And my wife actually said, please don't, because it's too sickening to watch and listen to. You have the Brian Stelters, the Acostas, and the Joe Scarboroughs, and so on. Tucker Carlson did a magnificent job last night. It doesn't matter what you think of Fox News. I'm talking about Tucker Carlson himself did a fantastic job. And even, Eric was in the office earlier and I said, man, he went there talking about Joe Scarborough and referencing Lori Klazoudis, the dead intern in his office, but I digress. But what is taking place here is the issue is to further weaponize the intelligence community against each one of us. Anyone who speaks up for the Constitution, anyone who speaks up for freedom of speech. Oh, by the way, the reason cited, and I forgot to mention this, by Carolyn Maloney in part, we have to investigate Parler for their role on January 6th. One of the reasons is one of the owners, or investors, I should say, his wife is of Russian descent. Yeah. Who's being xenophobic now? Oh, and if you want to throw something else in there, that same family also has a Islamic belief. Huh. It's okay when they make accusations based on perception, but far be it from us. You know, we're the xenophobes. We're the bigots. But that aside, they're coming for us. Yesterday, of course, Brandon Strzok. Eric the Tech, myself, we had a great time with Brandon Strzok in Washington. We had dinner with Brandon Strzok, I think, where we had drinks with him some time ago. We promoted Brandon Strzok. Actually, it's Strzok. It's pronounced Strzok. Strzok. It's S-T-R, a.k.a., but people are pronouncing it Strzok. Strzok. Well, look what happened here, shall we? It looks like Brandon Strzok has been arrested, or charged, I should say. United States of America versus Brandon Strzok, in Washington. It's a criminal complaint filed on it was sworn out on the 20th. Done yesterday, and this goes back to the 6th, of course, the events of the 6th. He has been charged with violations of 18 U.S.C. Section 231, Paragraph A, Section 3, impeding law enforcement officer during civil disorder. 18 U.S.C. 1752A1 and 2, knowingly entering and remaining on restricted grounds without lawful authority and engaging in disorderly conduct within the proximity of restricted building to impede official functions. And then 40 U.S.C. Section 5104, subsection E2D, engage in disorderly conduct with the intent to disturb a hearing before Congress. You've got to be flipping kidding me. By the time he was there, and I'm just saying this based on my knowledge, my belief, he wasn't disrupting anything. That was already done. But that's just me. And of course, you've got the full force of the FBI, the full force of the intelligence community. And here's the thing. Right at the same time, or right before this was issued, Facebook wiped out, walk away, the walk away campaign, hashtag walk away, gone. Now, Brandon Strzok is a known, and he doesn't hide his homosexuality, okay? Agree with him, disagree with him, I don't care in terms of, with respect to his sexual preference. But here's a guy who was a former leftist, former Democrat, He's a known and self-proclaimed homosexual. That's his sexual preference. And why do I bring this up? Again, because there are organizations out there who, if someone is denied their rights to free speech, and they're in a minority or protected class, that's relevant. But it's not happening here. Talk about the height of hypocrisy. So they're coming after Brandon Strzok, whatever. They're coming after him full bore. They want to see him in prison. You do know, folks, we had Sam Andrews on this program talking about going to the Capitol prior to him going to the Capitol, an organization of groups. You do know that we had Sam Andrews on this program at the Capitol reporting from the Capitol steps and others on the 6th of January. You do know, or perhaps you don't, and I'll move on to this, that there have been individuals, and I've gotten the carbon copies, who want to see me arrested and charged with incitement to insurrection. They want to see this platform taken down. Am I fearful? No. But it does, admittedly, there's a level of anxiety, because I've already spoken to my wife. I said, look, you know, I understand this. And having done nothing wrong, that's my position. If you happen to see someone at the office or studio or even my home, a couple of suits come to the door, understand that things could go sideways. But it can happen to you. The story's not about me. It's really not even about President Trump or Brandon. It's about all of us. They want to quash the movement. They want to quash anyone who is anti-party of Davos, and I use that, others use that as well. The globalists, the greenies, you know, the people who want the green agenda, the Agenda 2030, agenda formerly Agenda 21, the Klaus Schwabs of the world, head of the World Economic Forum. This is about the Great Reset. So what happened in the Capitol? Oh my gosh, no one in, it's absolutely unforgivable. This, according to the media. Again, the vertical integration, media and government. And it's one thing too. Let me just point this out. A representative republic needs a fair media to exist, to act as to keep the politicians honest, to act as a stopgap against misinformation and disinformation. So the republic needs a fair media, right? What we don't have a fair media anymore. Actually, worse than that, we have a complicit media, or a media complicit with that very same party of Davos. To the extent where CNN, for example, has a specific narrative they are pushing, Stelter and others. And you can see this. I'm not going to play the clips. You can see this where they are pushing to have, for example, Fox News taken off the air. Why? Because ostensibly they're promoting this insurrection. They're promoting sedition. They're promoting false information and fake news. They're an activist company, as well as the others, including MSNBC, again, CNN, and others. This is a fully functional, integrated misinformation, disinformation campaign by the mainstream media, a captured operation against all of us. It's not just AWOL. They're not just AWOL not reporting on this. They're actively reporting on really fake news and then saying we have to clamp down on fake news because it's causing this unrest. You know, the fake news of the theft of an election is causing this unrest. It's all based on fake news. Do you see the circular pattern here? This is why we can never, ever, ever get past November 3rd, 2020. We must never allow November 3rd, 2020 to be forgotten. We must push forward with the evidence of voter fraud. This is why I'm huge on the Navarro report, the latest incarnation of the Navarro report, folks. You have to understand that that's got the evidence that has not been heard by the courts because everything's been dismissed on process or procedure. The media refuses to air the evidence. The state legislatures, plural, those who have looked at the evidence, the three states in particular, says, whoa, 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 we got a problem here. Give us 10 days. Let us look. And that's when Pence says, nah, never mind. Don't have the authority, and signs off. And that, of course, happened. Was in part responsible for what we saw on the 6th. The big thing on the 6th, of course, was the Antifa, BLM, anarchists, the Soros-funded, in my view, anyway, the Soros-funded, and the even the Obama, in my view, funded anarchists at the Capitol. But again, that aside, they want us. They want us destroyed. Now, what you maybe you didn't hear. So obviously, everyone on the planet knows about what happened on the 6th at the Capitol. But how many people are looking at really what's taking place? Oh, let's go to the West Coast in Tacoma, for example. Hot Air did a piece, and I think we have some videos up here. Compared to what happened at the Capitol, and this the Capitol. Oh, that's insurrection. That is an assault on. Listen, democracy. It's a representative republic. Hey, my goodness, AOC scared. I could have been killed that day. It reminds me of Hillary Clinton running from sniper fire. Remember that? But yet, the media, while focused on the broken windows in the Capitol, in the occupation by a few in the Capitol. What's going on in Tacoma, in cities like Tacoma, Seattle? You know, the bastions of blue. They bleed blue in terms of their political beliefs. These woke places. Look at the wanton destruction taking place. This is from this past weekend. Have you heard about this in the media? Where these anarchists have busted out windows and attempted to roll over a police vehicle? One of the, in my view anyway, one of the more refreshing videos I saw was a police vehicle, Tacoma police vehicle. Oh, here it is. You can watch it yourself. Watch this carefully. This is an odd kind of view. But special attention to the speed bumps. Oh, no, this is not the one. This is just, okay, we don't have it? No, I don't know. I think it might be in there. Broken windows. This is reminiscent of the leftist reaction to President Trump back in 2016. And it goes on and on. I don't know how many broken windows you need to see. I don't know how many burning buildings you need to see, how many burning cars you need to see. The bottom line, folks, at the end of the day, it's all about the massaging of the media. It's about creating the pretext for this exponentially worse surveillance state. And here's the last point I'm going to make before the top of the hour, and that's this. Ask yourselves why we needed a division's worth of National Guard troops at the Capitol, nation's capital. What was the pretext for that? Was it January 6th? Was there any kind of intelligence that there was going to be a mass invasion that would require the presence of troops to the extent we saw it? And not just troops, but the checkpoints and the barricades and the fencing and the Constantino wire and the barbed wire and the things on the roadway and all of this and the snipers. God bless you. COVID. Multiple snipers. What was the reason for that? We are being subjected to a psychological warfare. What we're seeing, what we're being told doesn't match with what we're seeing. And what we're seeing is a dystopian environment. There were more troops in the Capitol per capita than during Abraham Lincoln's address in 1861, right before the war started. Think about that. There are more troops in the Capitol with more barricades and more checkpoints, papers, please, and more barbed wire, linear foot, barbed wire than after 9/11. Show me the reason. And Pelosi was asking for 50 caliber guns mounted on top of vehicles to be present in Washington. Why? It's a psychological operation. It's a fear-driven domestic war against American patriots. Understand that. Every time you see this, they're saying, look, the reason the Capitol looks like Baghdad is because of the patriots. It's because of the threats by the patriots. Show me the threats. Show me the threats. Bring the threats. And the reason for impeachment is because, ostensibly, the left, the incitement to violence by President Trump. Man, I'll tell you what. Last time I looked, go forth peaceably and I don't know. That doesn't quite rise up to the violence, incitement of violence. And how we treat our troops, how the left treats their troops. Yeah, you've heard it. You heard, right, about the laying in the garage, the 500 troops in the garage and one outlet and one porta potty, right? 37 degrees at night. Morons, you know, morons like Schumer and others walking past them looking like they're dirt. You know, they're the same ones that they're going to be sent over to the sandbox when necessary, when convenient by this globalist cabal, this party of Davos. I got a picture. This is from Washington Examiner. They were fed. The troops were fed. Check this lunch out and breakfast out and dinner out. It's enough to make you sick. I don't know if we have that or not, but all right. It was the last troops at Capitol, the last one in the – it doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. But it would look like a lunch for a two-year-old or a preschooler. It did. So this is what's taking place right now. So, there it is right there. That's a lunch for the troops, for one of the troops. This is an actual photograph taken by one of the troops. If you scroll down, you'll see, I think there's a mess. Okay, yeah, there's what was in the bag. Pop-Tarts, a little juice box, and an apple. What are you, six? Really? And that might be Rice Krispie bars, I don't know. And then whatever that other thing, soft and chewy thing. Yeah. What are you, six? And what they fed them for dinner is equally.
Why not
horrific.
Bring in Chick-fil-A?
There you go.
Oh, wait.
Oh. Wait.
They're a Christian organization.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? My pillows probably aren't allowed there either.
No.
Because, you know, they have to vet these people because God forbid that any of these people. And this is the other part of what Carolyn Maloney from New York is saying. You know, they might be Trump supporters. They might be MAGA supporters, meaning they might be Christian conservatives. So we have to vet them out and make sure they're not part of protecting the Capitol, God forbid.
Here's some dinner.
Yeah. Mystery meat. Mystery meat. Not the.
Wonder why Trump orders McDonald's.
I'm telling
you. It's better than that.
Oh my gosh. Can you believe that? That's for our troops. Mystery meat, corn and a vegetable that's hard to describe, that was delivered cold. And to read this, the accounts, this is how we treat our troops, correct? It's beyond anything that you can comprehend. But looking ahead, looking downrange, which I believe is important for us to do, and I'm just going to close this as we're nearing the top of the hour here. Got a minute 30? Well, that's great. Thank you for letting me know. All of this is leading to something, all right? I'm telling you right now this where this is all going. This is, now, I didn't even mention the Communist Chinese Party virus. It's been verified now that the Chinese Communist Party virus is a man-made biological weapon. And guess who's behind that? Guess who's behind funding the gain of function research of that weapon? Eric the Tech. Guess who might be behind the, I'll repeat the question. Guess who might be behind, or guess who is behind the funding in Wuhan for the gain of function of the coronavirus, SARS-2, bat-like virus? Guess who the person is that authorized the funding on behalf of the National Institute of Health? Guess who it is? Anyone out there, audience, studio audience? You and the black sweater and the... That's right. Fauci, who never met a camera he didn't like. Fauci.
Also the highest paid.
The highest paid, $420,000. And of course, he was complaining about that. Beijing Biden also signed a record 33 executive orders in 1 week, more than three times as previous four presidents combined. Rule by decree? Who in the hell is a dictator now? Who's a dictator? He's a dictator. Or just a tater. Or just a dick. Gonna be right back. Sorry about that. HagmanReport.com. HagmanReport.com. HagmanStore.com. Going to be back hour two with Stan Dale.
Mainstream media won't. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
This is Hagman Report for today. It is the 26th day of January, Tuesday, 2021, day six, America held hostage. America is a captured operation, as I went through the first hour. I hope you do. Tell me what you think of the first hour. Comment at Rumble. Please, folks, subscribe to this broadcast at Rumble. We're also on Brighteon, but please subscribe to us at Rumble. Please do that and comment on the show. Go ahead and comment. You know, and the trolls, hey, so what? We're going to be getting them, and they're the least of my problems, I'll tell you that. You know what, folks, let me ask you a question. Are you thinking about the high-interest credit card rates you used over the holiday season? I know there are a lot of people are. You know, when it comes to refinancing your credit cards, which you should do, especially when the rates are so oppressive, take a look at your statements. My goodness, you know, 19, 20%, 21% APR. Oh, my goodness. You realize how much interest you're paying? And I'm being serious. Eric and I used a credit card for the business to buy a piece of equipment, thinking that we were going to have no interest. And nope. $100 a month in interest. All right. So we looked at another credit card and it was no interest, but it wasn't as oppressive as that because the balance wasn't as high. And then a couple of other cards. So seriously, we did take out a consolidation loan with Lightstream, or at least I did. Lightstream, you know, for JD Power, again, let me just rephrase this and say this again, because when it comes to my personal finances, I get a little frustrated, but when it comes to refinancing your credit cards, you've got options, and you got to understand that. But only Lightstream was ranked by number one by JD Power for customer satisfaction with personal loans. So understand this. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans started just 5.95 APR with 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. And you can save thousands of dollars in interest, and you can even get your money the same day you apply. Now, here's what you need to do to take advantage of this offer. Apply today for a credit card consolidation loan from the company JD Power, ranked number one for customer satisfaction and personal loans. Plus, get an additional interest rate discount as light at lightstream.com/Hagman. Now, I want to spell this out for you. It's that important. It's lightstream.com/Hagman, two N's on Hagman. That's Hagmann. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR with auto pay, and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. You will thank me later. You will be glad you did. Also, if you haven't done so already, take advantage of this because time is running out. I have a feeling time is running out. EMPshield.com/Hagman. All right, go there. Go there and protect your house, your office, your business, your vehicle from the potential of EMPs. I'm telling you, you need to do this. EMPshield.com/Hagman. Go to HagmanReport.com, click on the link, or look in the video that you're watching. If you go to HagmanReport.com in the videos section, if you're watching this, chances are you'll see a banner for EMP Shield. Click on that banner. Make sure you use Hagman as a coupon code for $50 off. But I'm going to tell you what, you need to do this. You need to do it yesterday. EMPshield.com/Hagman. If it's Tuesday, it's Tuesdays with Stan. Stan the man, I'm telling you what, he's one of my favorite people. Him and Holly, what a great job they do with their website. Always, always, always on top of things. Stan, how are you, sir?
Very good. I guess you had a peek at my show images page. A few things to talk about today.
Oh, I did, but I'm going to keep it a secret. You tell me which word you want. I mean, there's a shortage of things to talk about. So.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have to stretch it out.
Yeah. We'll have to talk slow.
Yes. No, I'll tell you what, there's a few things. For your listeners there, it might be a good idea to record this program or pull it down from the YouTube thing and keep a copy of it in a flash drive.
Yes. You're right.
We're going to say a few things here that are very important. Now that certain things have been made public, sort of, I want to cover what's in slide 65 about the current state of affairs here. So if you click on the text of that, it'll take you to an article in Natural News. Now, what is happening here in this article? You know, it's talking about the military and its relationship with Biden and its relationship with President Trump. Now, if I were the general in charge of our military, or a large portion of it, and this division occurred at the election, and the election was stolen, and I knew that it was something that I had to correct, because my oath of office said, I give my word that I will defend this nation and the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, we've got both of those in our country now. We have had for some time. But once this election fraud occurred, we had one in the White House, in fact, several. Now, here's what this article said. It goes down. It says, a lot of people today want to hear situation update on what's happening, even though it still delivers many action items and justifications for optimism. But what people want to hear are instant solutions, and you're not going to see an instant solution. It's going to take a few weeks, and here's why. As a general laying out a battle plan against an opponent that is in the middle of a civilian environment, you try to figure out how to minimize the loss of life in the innocents that are caught up in the battle. And if you've got a country equally divided, it's just going to be really killing a lot of people in the process because it's equally divided. But if you can lopside these two viewpoints, like the people supporting, the conservative viewpoint, if you can make, say, 75% of the entire population go that way instead of 50-50, then it reduces the amount of danger to the civilians that are going to get caught up in what happens in the cleaning of house. And as I said, I can now say that because it's brought up in this public article, and so I'm not talking out of school. What is going to happen, whether we see action here come to completion, we are going to be invaded militarily by China, Russia, and Iran at some point here in probably this year, in the near future. And there's going to be nuclear bombs dropped on our major cities. There's going to be an MP pulse, at least one right in the middle of the country at about 250 to 300 miles altitude. And, you know, if you haven't got your EMP shield now, I urge you this week, the next couple of days, order it so that you can actually get one. Our supplies are limited for the population, your general population. You want to get a few other items because if you're near a major city that gets hit by a nuke, there's going to be a great big anvil-shaped cloud come out with radioactive dust, and that dust is enough to cause you grief, burns, and possibly death if you're exposed to it for too long. Now, I've just contacted and purchased this thing here, which is a RAD 100 Geiger counter, in essence. It's an electromagnetic radiation counter. And I'll turn it on here. It gives you, a sound out as well. I don't know that you can hear it without my headphone, but it goes, beep, 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 giving you a hit. And I'm getting 0.04 of a millirem or millirenken per hour, which is way safe by 1,000 times. But anyway, you could get them with Sieverts or Rinkins. I got mine with Rinkins. And this is available on our, where is it? On our page here for show images. You'll see a picture of it. You can go over to their site, those people. It's not something we sell. But they have several models of this. This is the most economic. It does all you need to do for a situation of checking your windows downstairs if you're in a basement or in a makeshift in-home fallout shelter, in essence. But you need to be checking food and water and anything you trade after you get through with the 14 to 21-day period of staying locked up. You need to check everything coming into your house for radiation, because if you're trading with people that didn't protect their food or instruments or whatever they want to trade, you don't want to bring it into your house. So very important right now, be ordering yourself a radiation dosimeter. And now, I had this one already. Holly and I got this in 2006, I think it was. Now, this is a, let me get it back so you can see it there in the picture. There we go. This is a civil defense metal Geiger counter. And it's got, the typical radiation dial here. Selections of what strength. And you can adjust it with this little knob down here to zero it right there. Now, very important, this is an analog thing. It's got a circuit in it, but it's old technology. So EMP is not going to affect this. It's in a metal box, a steel box, sealed up. And so we thought, well, we'll have two of these, one digital and one analog like this, and we can use them to calibrate each other if they start to drift, either one of them, and we can also use one as a backup if the other one fails. However, these units here come in a case. It's a fibrous type case. You can get it in a silicon type case at the manufacturer or at the place where these are being sold. And I don't think there'll be too much trouble with this because it's got an ionization tube inside of it, and so does that yellow one I was just showing you. So they are basically pretty much bulletproof, but you can put it in a trash can or a small metal can with a metal lid. Seal it when you put the lid on it with aluminum foil around the edges, and then put your thing that you're putting in there to protect these small handsets or these dosimeters on a piece of styrofoam or on something that is an insulator so that it doesn't touch the edge of the metal box. And if you're worried about it not going through an EMP, you know, and surviving, but that's the worst you'd have to do. And I think because these are so small in footprint area, that you don't have to worry about it. But just to be safe, you could set them in something like that, a little makeshift Faraday cage. Now, another thing you're going to need, if you've got friends or neighbors in the neighborhood that are cluey like you and had prepared or, getting ready for surviving in a civil war, in a real war environment, you can get things like this Motorola, and I'm not selling Motorola, but this is the one that we chose. This is a walkie-talkie. You can turn them on. Like that. I think you probably heard that, and you can push and talk. Oh, and you can get phone calls. How did I do that? That was clever.
I don't think that was an accident. Anyway. clap off. Okay, go ahead.
But these have a range, on average, depending on which brand you get, of around 5, and at maximum, the newer version of this, which we also have, can go 15 miles in a line of sight if you don't have too many hills and valleys and buildings in between you and who you're trying to talk to. Now, you can also get a citizen's band radio for to run on 12 volts in your car. We have one of those, but it's hooked up, so I can't show you. All right, now, so food, water, emergency supplies. How do I make a makeshift fallout shelter in my house or my basement? Well, Holly has covered that in Dare to Prepare. Let me see where that is on our show images page. Show images. Okay. Anyway, her book is there, and we have in slide 57 the chapters which cover sheltering in place in a nuclear attack and how to deal with food and medicine and the attack itself. Let's see, and first aid in nuclear emergencies. Those are all chapters. 43 through 47, and chapter 49 in that, of course, is about EMP shields, which you know and most of your listeners know. There you go. That's the link on our shopping cart that tells you, if you slide down further, it shows you the chapters. There you go. Further down. There should be a list of the chapters down on that. There you go. So chapters 43 through 48, and then 49 for the EMP information. And there are important things in these chapters like, okay, what's a sievert? What's a millisievert? What's a Rankin? What's a rim? How many of those can I have for hours or minutes? And what levels are lethal? You know, you don't want to get 200 Rankins per hour because your intestines will start to bleed and you will have extreme diarrhea and you will die a painful death. And on that subject, not death, but detecting them, if you look at slide 62, just click on the picture. Now, this is a thing that's about the size of a fat little ballpoint pencil you put in your pocket. And on one end, where you see the paper, the clip there that you clip it in your pocket, is a little lens. And if you hold the other end up to the light in a radioactive environment, it will move a needle across the scale that you see there, telling you how many Rankins you're getting, depending upon which model you've got. So these are things usually worn by people who work in a nuclear industry near very high potential radiation sources should there be a leak. And they can just hold that up to the light and say, oh, I'm getting dosed, and they can run for cover. And by the way, if you have a piece of radioactive stuff outside or nearby, depending upon how radioactive it is, you just pick it up with tongs or something, put a little bit of distance to you, between you and the object itself, and move it out of the way, throw it away outside, because on the square of the distance, it gets weaker and weaker. So if you're at 2 feet and you go to 4 feet away from it, it will reduce that by, what is it, four times. So the further you get away from these radioactive sources, the better you are. Even if you don't have shielding, it's reducing the amount of radiation that you're getting dosed with. Now, I know we went through all this in about the 50s, duck and cover and all that stuff with the Cold War with Russia. But we're back again, not only with the Cold War with Russia, but primarily with China and others who are trying to take us down. When this war occurs, and it may be put off if the plan to stabilize our government works, as I mentioned before, if that works, we will have President Trump now directing our resources in this country in some form or another. By the way, he set up an office, but it's called the Office of the Former President. And most of his current office staff that were current at the White House are going to be working at this new facility he set up, and it will be his base of operations for a number of things.
So
go to that slide.
So Stan, what are you saying? half joking.
I know. Well, what I am saying is we are still in a crisis situation, and for the next 4 to 6 weeks, there are a number of things that could be happening. One thing that has to happen, as I showed in slide 65, is that the people that supported Biden and his minions and his drivers, whoever they are, those people will realize that he lied to them, because already with the EOs that he's putting out, he's undoing and doing a lot of the things he said that he would not. And so he's hurting people by stopping the pipeline up to Canada.
Right.
And people are losing their jobs, as it's been in the press. Yep. There are many other businesses that are suffering for this. And pretty soon it's going to trickle down through the group of people who were misled and who supported him and said, let's get rid of Trump. Biden couldn't be as bad, but he's worse. And so when they realize that, and we have probably 75% of the population that were involved in the election saying, whoa, we've got to stop this guy because he's letting in, tens of thousands of, illegals, and they're pouring in, a lot of them are criminals. And that's, that's no joke. That's truth. We've had 75,000 of them come into the country and commit crimes already. So we don't need more, and we need to have, firm borders and law and order, which we don't have now. The police forces aren't being supported, and the military, look at what happened to them in D.C., where 5,000 of the troops that were there were put into a garage and had to stay there for several days with only one or two toilets and on cold cement in amidst all the fumes of the cars coming and going. This is really bad treatment, and Pelosi was aware of that because she told him, to stay in there. It's got to be irritating the dickens out of a lot of people who are in the military, were in the military, and who would normally probably be on the line, as far as which party they would vote for, as an independent or something. But it's irritating them all, and it's getting worse. And before it gets to the point where there's a point of no return, where the changes and laws are being made that will prevent us from ever regaining, order in the country, if we don't do something before that time, we're done. The country will fall.
I know that we're on a tight schedule here, but I just want to ask you a couple of questions. Do you believe that Mr. Potato Head there, okay, PPADS, is in control of anything. I don't even think I think the guard's there to make sure he doesn't wander off. The walls are there to make sure that he doesn't wander off the property.
Yeah.
But He's not the one in charge. And he's signing 33 executive orders. By the way, he signed already. And you know,
and did you see that one where they had the video on him and he said, he's opening up the executive order. He said, what am I signing here? You know, duh.
And who was that voice in the background that says, just sign it? And, you know, these are things. And when he's walking in, you know, in the earpiece, salute the troops. Okay. And people say, oh, he didn't say that. It was this or that. No, no, no. I mean, come on. You know, anyway.
Come on, man.
There you go.
There you go, Eric.
And one last thing, you know, one other thing, and Stan, because this is a heavy topic, I just want to show people we have a sale on this just at the end of the show. It's dehydrated water. Just add water and, you know, empty the contents into any size container, add water to taste, drink, and then question your life choices. All right. There you go. But I mean, sometimes we just have to laugh at ourselves, but
anyway. Is it cheaper by the case or what?
Yeah. In fact, we have a deal. Let's see, $5,000 per case and that gives you 144 and, free shipping too. Free shipping, but, the sale only lasts to the end of the show. Anyway.
And there might be some, rubber cement residue in that can too.
Right.
But yeah, getting back to more serious topics, you know, we are in the most serious time in our recent history. And, I'm for the first time ever, I'm thinking, man, I need a DOS meter that you know, the radiation meter.
Decimeter.
Yeah, that thing. I need one of them.
In slide 59, you can click on that. I scanned, screen grabbed a page or part of a page that has the conversion of like curies, you know, millicuries to mega becquerels and all that kind of stuff. They're just different ways to measure radiation and radiation absorbed by human tissue. That's a REM reading. But you can click that and print it, download it. That'll be helpful. And with these, those dosimeters, you will also have access to that kind of stuff as well. All right. Now, let me get back over to the page there. Okay. Right. Slide 54. In the end, Trump's 1776 commission created an incredibly unifying document. And if you click on that, you can download the 1776 commission's document. And it was his way of laying out a plan, in essence, for us to have both sides of the argument come together and for us to move on, like probably heading toward the original republic. But still, it is a way that would work to bring peace to the chaos that we've got here at the moment.
The White House wiped that right off their site. It's available at HagmanReport.com as well. But, it's incredible. I find it just absolutely amazing how they wiped that off the website, the White House website. And you know what else I find amazing? Real quick here, I want to toss this in. Every YouTube video, Psaki, the press secretary, who's a communist, by the way, every YouTube video for the most popular president in the world, the likes versus dislikes are superbly disproportionate, and they're lucky to get 10,000 views in a live session. So again, for what, 80 million votes? I don't think so. All right.
No.
Go ahead.
And there's some other things too, that we're doing here. I'm sharing what I've been investigating here. I'm trying to get American made products now that are well made and have a history, you know, for good product and service. And slides 55 and 56 address this. Now, it's a portable lithium ion battery with, you know, battery cable connectors on it so that you can take this thing and open up your hood and hook these up to your battery and kickstart your car. Now, there are about 4 or 5 different models of this, you know, different strengths of it. But it's a thing you charge up, and lithium ion stuff is really good for delivering, you know, 1,000 amps in this case, if you need it. And you put that in your car. It's about the size. If you click on the picture, actually, you can see the thing. It's probably about this big, about like that. Now, a lot of the models are out of stock at the moment, but they're coming back in as they catch up with the demand. People are seeing that they need to have this boosting to protect their battery and kickstart it for a variety of reasons. But this is not a heavy thing like lead acid batteries, the car batteries that are so heavy you can hardly lift them sometimes. Well, this thing you can slip in your pocket, and it's because it's got this lithium ion lightweight battery that has the kick of a lead acid battery. So look at that. And to go to that website there, they're telling you down there, let's see here, are they saying what the production is like at the moment? No, you'll have to go to the thing, to the site. And off to the right of that, slide 56, has a electrical, tire pump, tire inflator. Again, lithium ion. And you can, put it down by your tire, run a little connector up to your cigarette lighter, and go for it. I've asked the manufacturer of the GV40 on the left of that NOCO if we could just clip these, connectors that it's got over onto the connectors of the inflator. I think this inflator, let me just check and see if it has a place where those things can. No, I don't see that yet. Go to the site where we can hook the two up with clips, and that's what I'm looking for here now. Okay, no. Well, maybe not. You just have to use the normal charging method for that out of the cigarette lighter. And there are a number of these, and as I say, I try to get ones that are pretty much made in America, simply because, it's probably going to be a better product. Oh, gosh. One other thing I almost forgot. Slide 63, where it's a link to, those yellow radiation dosimeters and the pocket things. There's also on there ThyroSafe potassium iodide tablets at the same place. You take those after, the bomb's gone off and there's, dust, radioactive dust. To protect your thyroid, you take those and they absorb it so that you don't take it into your body. It gets rid of it. So it's a very necessary and safe thing. You can get that at that place too. As I say, I don't own or have a relationship with these companies. These are just things that we're doing, Holly and I, for ourselves, and I'm sharing with you. And you look through these things and see what works for you. And slide 60. Wow. Tyranny Watch. Democrats want to classify MAGA rallies as domestic terrorist activity. They are just doing so many things that are obviously meant to inflame people. They want a civil disorder. They want a civil war. I don't know whether they think they can control it with martial law or not, but I somewhat doubt it. The communists behind all this want to have a civil war like they did in Russia, to have the Russian Revolution or the Communist Revolution there. They divided the country by, two groups. And the reds and whites, and they had leaders on both sides of the civil war, so that no matter which side won, the communists could take control of the country, and they did. Obviously, here we've got so many nationalities and people here with different ideas about things that a civil war here is not going to be A against B. It's going to be rich against or poor against rich. It's going to be one religion against the other. It's going to be leftist versus rightist, conservatives versus liberals. It's going to be a multifaceted civil war.
Yeah, free
yes.
for all. Yeah.
And Well,
I spoke about this the first hour, Stan.
Did you?
Yeah. I believe that I'm talking about the globalist party of Davos, communist embedded assets here in the United States, they're using January 6th as a pretext for this mass political spying, this fear-driven domestic war against patriots and Christian conservatives. And this is basically what that says as well. Parler, too, was taken off because their representative Carolyn Maloney from New York is saying that, hey, you know, the FBI, DOJ, DHS, they need to investigate Parler. Why? Because the planning for the 6th took place on Parler when, in fact, it took place on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So there you have it. But, yeah, it's but you're absolutely right in what you're saying. Absolutely right.
Right. Another thing that kind of got my in my craw here was slide 58. There's this Christian, in quotes, Christian charity, Refugee Resettlement Watch, okay? And if you click on the text there, it'll take you to the site. And it says, Christian immigration advocacy groups praise Biden's plans as a glimpse of hope, right? And they're caring more for refugees and people that aren't even citizens than they are for our own people. And, you know, when they tack the word Christian onto it, everybody says, oh, well, that must be good Christians. But the members of this, the churches that have representatives in this organization helping others, you know, like that really shouldn't even be in the country, are like the Alliance of Baptists, the Christian Church, Christian Methodist, Episcopals. There's a long list of them. I'm just picking out ones that people might know. The Episcopal Church, Evangelical Lutheran Church. And so all of our major churches and a few extra ones are helping to take care of these people that shouldn't even be here. You know, I'm sorry that they're in strife, but they knew the rules, but they still kept coming across our border illegally. And all these church groups are like tree huggers to me. They just are not being realistic about what they're doing. They want to help these people, help them on the other side of the border. Don't help them here. Don't help them get here. We're way overstocked with people and not enough resources, and our food resources are going to get skinnier and skinnier with the current occupants of the White House trying to raise minimum wages and trying to increase taxes. All these things are going to kill business, and so the farmers won't be able to produce food in the normal amount because they can't afford to. And so everything will have to be nationalized and run by the government because the individual just won't be able to handle it. We're being betrayed by people who think they're doing a good thing and they're just not being rational. If you're in a lifeboat like in the Titanic and the lifeboat is filled to the brim so that you only got about an inch of freeboard on the side to the water and 10 other people come swimming over and say, oh, look, we'd like to get onto the boat. You'll get in. No, because if one more of you gets in, it'll sink the boat and kill everybody. And that's what we're at this point. We've got too many that are coming in illegally, not in a modified, you know, a controlled, orderly acceptance of them into the citizenship program. And they're sinking our boat. They're just overloading it with people that many of them can't even speak our language. They've got an eighth grade education, if that. And it's sinking our boat. So something has to be done between now and the next 4 to 6 weeks, I reckon, to save this country and to keep the major plans put in by President Trump in action, and you know, the pipeline, the border wall, you know, a number of things like this that are absolutely urgent, and the military funding and defending us against Chinese and Russian and even Iranian intrusions into the country with sleeper cells.
Well, Stan, you know, going back to what you said at the beginning of the program, I don't know how many people understand this, but Biden signed an executive order turning over, again, reversing President Trump's previous order, but turning over our electrical or power grid to the Chinese, basically. Okay, so combine that with what you just said just now about the invasion at the southern border, again, nullification of a practice that is prudent for a representative republic like ours for our salvation or for our survival. My goodness, I mean, you talk about an enemy of the people. That's Joseph Biden. So you're absolutely right with everything you point out. Which, by the way, folks, this is an important segment. Please download this. Please save this. Go ahead, sir. I'm not going to.
And Doug, tell them to share it with neighbors and friends who need to know about this, because I'm not sure how much longer they're going to let us be on the air, quite frankly. Everything I've said today, and I suppose what you've said too, is anathema to, you know, the Biden, you know, supporters or party or whatever it is.
And you know, it really hacks me off because people don't understand. Just real quick, you know, I'm not whining because whiners, well, we don't have time to whine, but I got to tell you, it amazes me to believe that that we had suffered, assaults that cost us a lot of money to defend this very information that was labeled, quote, fake news. Okay. So, you know, it's going to happen to all of us if we don't take a stand, if we don't do something. Is there something we can do at the southern border? Can we get posses together and go down there and stand arm, you know, lock arms and say, no, you know, I mean, I'm asking you because I don't know. Is there something we could do for that or no?
Oh, I suppose you could, but you'd probably be arrested or met with troops that are following Biden's direction or Pelosi or whoever's actually running the ship. I don't know who is at the moment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of us that would like to form, you know, dad's army militia type things. And at this point, for about the next 4 weeks anyway, I would advise against doing that. I'd say get ready, get organized, but stay out of the way of troops who might be on the scene in various places here shortly. You don't want to screw up the plan. You don't want to get hurt either. But we're talking to people around our neighborhood saying, okay, you need to get this walkie-talkie and you need auxiliary power, water, you know, weapons to defend yourself and stuff like that. And the reason we have the walkie-talkies is so if somebody's house is being attacked by a group of terrorists or, you know, we can say, you know, break, look, 241 South Dos Palos is getting attacked. Come over and help me, you know. So we're trying to organize these as dad's army groups. That's a real term, by the way, in Australia during World War II. Yeah, World War II, I think it was. They had what was called a dad's army. And so people who had used weapons, and especially those that had been in the military and then were retired, were formed into local defensive armies, and the SAS supplied them weapons to defend their neighborhoods at a grassroots level. And it's going to get to that here at some point. Mm-hmm. I know. So you have to be looking at your house and, you know, how to maybe stack up stacks of encyclopedias or books or things against your window that you might have to use to defend your home so you don't have any bullets coming in through the wall and getting you. You have to think of your house like it was when it was being built before they put the cladding on. It's just a bunch of two-by-fours nailed together and a lot of space in between there where bullets could go. And so you put up gyprock or sheetrock and a thin brick veneer, and that's not going to stop the bullets coming. So you have to build inside your house, if you're going to defend it, little places to defend from that have, like I say, stacks of books or concrete blocks, whatever, that's thick like that, and that will stop bullets. So these are just so many things to think about. You have to get into the guerrilla warfare, you know, mindset. Think of all the TV programs you've watched and disregard any of those where they're standing up against a window on the side of it and people are shooting at them and it's not getting them. That only happens in the movies.
Yeah, it'll go right through the wall. You're exactly right.
This
is something really that we have to pay attention to, folks. And time is short. And I think that, did you see, okay, the role of Antifa, BLM, like in Tacoma, Seattle, and the Pacific Northwest, do you see that coming to your area and in our areas? Or is that part of all of this? Or is that in addition to, or is that part of, or both?
Well, I think it's kind of both, probably, because they're going to hit key areas where they can stir up a lot of trouble, cause a lot of grief, and high population densities, major cities. They will hit some country towns and stuff so the country people don't get too complacent. They want to try to involve the whole population in this terrible, you know, anarchy, I suppose it is. So don't think that you're safe. If you're out in the country, in a forest or out with a lot of fields around you, you think, well, look, I can see anybody coming. Unless you've got a, you know, 10 or 12 man army inside wherever you're staying like that, you're not exempt from having biker gangs, terrorists, come and get you out there because you won't have any neighbors to support you. So it's we've talked about this to a number of people and said, look, you know, withdrawing from society is fine in concept, but in practice, you need to be close to medicine, hospitals. You need to have neighbors around you to help you defend yourself. So you can't get too far out unless you've got a number of like-minded people and form, you know, like a commune. I know that sounds bad, but, you know, a group of people living close together out there. Otherwise, you have just no one to help you. And if you get shot or wounded or break a bone or whatever out there, you're toast because you're not close to medicine. You have no one to help you. So don't get too far out. Think it through and think the worst, that you get wounded and get attacked by, you know, a biking gang or whatever. Do you have a situation, or can you get a situation where you can defend yourself in that kind of environment? I know this sounds very depressing, but we have to think like this because it is coming to our doorstep. You know, oh gosh, what was it? Two or three shows back, I talked about the small nuclear reactors that we've had for some time. And slides 49, 50, and 51 take you through and show you now that they're making this public now, which is about 10 to 15 years after this was done, showing you in slide 49 at the Skunk Works, Lockheed Martin Skunk Works, they're working on a fusion reactor. See how small it is next to those people? It's smaller than the average car, a fusion reactor that's portable. Over in the next slide, 50, you have a truck with, oh, surprise, surprise, a mini sea tanker that can contain this nuclear reactor power supply inside of it. They show you through the sides of it so you can see it. And then you go over to slide 51, which they say they've started developing, which, right, put it in place of started, but they have developed this reactor here that will go on spacecraft for long space journeys to supply power. This, I'm sure a lot of your listeners already know this, but you don't tell your enemy, which is the public out there, because it's like a leaky ship. You don't tell them what you've got in the back room to defend yourself against certain catastrophes that, you know, with other countries attacking, things like that. Because in so doing, you're telling your enemy what you've done to protect yourself, and that gives them time to figure out a way around what you've done to protect yourself. So it makes sense to not tell everything to the public. But when I tell you that we have these already in practice, you know, in various places, then this proves to you, you know, you can read these articles, that it's been going on since, they'll admit, probably 2008, but it's, you know, back in the late 90s they were doing this. I tell you what, these guys are, hold on.
You're a busy guy.
Yeah, hold on. That's Holly. I've got to take that. Yeah, Holly. Hello. 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 Are you there? Oh, it's one of those spoof calls that use Holly's number.
Nice. We that happens here, and folks, you got to watch it too. All right. So the spoofing numbers, it's amazing. It's almost like you're getting a call from inside your house or inside your office, or like you said, you know, anyway.
I'm just trying to remember what I was, if I've told you everything that I needed to.
Well, okay, so those are the really interesting fusion. Wow, those are pretty small. So, yeah, just imagine what we don't know.
Yeah, probably 40 years ago, scientific community researchers were looking at making a thing, a fusion reactor that was a deuterium, or like heavy water D2 reactor that shot D2 molecules at each other, you know, head-on collisions to produce heat energy for making household power. Quickly, they realized that it would work and it would be great, except for the psychological involvement and for people that would use these things for harm, you know, as a weapon instead of, you know, household electricity, about the size of a big air conditioner that they were going to do back then. This one here. Go on.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, don't let the program clock fool you. We've got 15 minutes, so don't let the program
clock fool you. All right, I was racing. Okay, good. All right. Now, in slide 54, it says an Israeli official tells a London-based Arabic news outlet that the Saudis have cut off all behind-the-scenes coordination with Israel. So the peace talks with Saudi Arabia are dead at the moment. And they're the main factor for bringing peace to the Middle East and signing a treaty with Israel. So things are on hold and probably on hold until changes are made here to our political and military system. So keep an eye on that. The whole Middle East is like what they had in World War One is called a Balkan powder keg. It's a Middle East powder keg, nuclear power keg, power. Now, I'm going to say this again. On my show images page, if you go down to slide 13, is it 13? Yeah, 13. Who is the Antichrist? And if you click under that, you get this large array of people, and underneath them, various things that might make him the Antichrist. And over the far right, of course, I still keep him up there, is General Qasem Soleimani. And I put deceased with a question mark. Now, we all know that there were body parts there when he got hit with the drone, and we haven't seen him since, and they had a state funeral and so forth. Ask yourself what would happen if he were to be alive and to come, maybe have a scar or two here and there and a limp, but he survives this attack and comes to lead his country, Iran, again. People around the planet would marvel at him, would wonder at this man who could survive a drone attack like that. He might be a candidate for the Antichrist, and not the fake Antichrist. Now, I'm going to look at, my own analysis where I thought for a long time that Mohammed bin Salman would make a good Antichrist. And a thing that I finally decided to understand was this. There was a mention in Nostradamus about the Antichrist of this age being named Mabus. And, hold on 1 second. That's Holly's number.
All right, no worries.
Hello. Are you
listening
there?
To the Hagman Report.
Are you there?
I don't know
where she is or what's happening. I hope she's all right. Anyway, here we have Nostradamus, who dealt with disembodied spirits and ghosts and stuff like that when he did these readings. So it wasn't a Christian form of prophecy. And that word Mabus, he says, is the name of the third Antichrist. Well, as he normally did, he put it in code. But the consonants in that name are MBS, which is what they call Mohammed bin Salman. And he has formed an Arabic union, AU. Now, I thought, right, this guy fits the bill. But understand that Satan likes to present a fake thing, in prophetic things, before the real thing happens. In this case, it is coming from a source that is not Christian, Nostradamus, that comment there. And we see that, he's being set up to be like a military leader in the Middle East, and he could well be identified as the Antichrist by the real Antichrist in the world government, saying it's MBS that's causing all the problems. We'll stop him before he takes control of the planet. And so he's become a fake but like sacrificial Antichrist for the public so they can believe, in Qasem Soleimani, whoever actually is the Antichrist. It's Satan's going to try to counterfeit all the major signs for this time in our history. Fake Antichrist, a world leader that's not really, a Christian or God-based world leader, or not our God anyway, saucer, flying saucers and people dropping out of it that are aliens but claim to be our elder brothers and stuff and try to fool us. This great deception, I'm sure, includes that kind of deception, people that are allegedly aliens. They're fallen ones. And so be cautious, even though I've told you for some time, I think Mohammed bin Salman plays a part as an Antichrist potential. He's probably going to be a fake one. Following this Mabus Nostradamus stuff is going down the wrong path. And it bothered me for, a couple of years now that I've had that up on the site. Trying to figure out how anybody else could be that. And certainly Qasem Soleimani could fill the bill there. So I just want to put that caution in there. Something else about Mohammed Salman. What was I saying? It escapes me. But anyway, beware of that. That is a deceptive thing. And
so bait and switch kind of thing, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
Got it.
I've put up, okay, we're going back up to slide 52. It says a mysterious energy source melted Tel Aviv sidewalks in Israel, of course, prompting evacuations of buildings. Now, Tel Aviv, when I was there in 89, I think it was, I found that Tel Aviv had a lot of pretty strange people in it that were not living, you know, either an Orthodox Jewish life or a Christian for that matter. I saw some of them face to face in the streets. They were doing evil things. And I'm wondering, you know, okay, I'm sure it's due to the natural causes underneath there, but because the whole area there, in Israel and down to the Jordan River has had volcanic history, you know, like Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by a volcanic thing with throwing sulfur, burning sulfur in the air and all that kind of stuff. I'm wondering if there is a vent, a magma vent underneath Tel Aviv producing these sporadic hot spots making, you know, steam like this. I couldn't help but think that when I saw this. I mean, it may pass, and this steam event may pass and cool off, but it just reminded me of what I saw there. It was not what I would call the most observant of cities in Israel. Anyway, going down now to the sun things, 46 through 48. First one shows you in this particular wavelength, if you click on the picture, you'll see a prominence like a flare over in the lower left of the picture, which would be the eastern, what they call the eastern side of the sun. You know,
if you have to get that, what I'll do is, and no worries. I mean,
take a break. I'm going to go upstairs and see if something's wrong. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right,
folks. Yes, you know, and this is something I want to just kind of tell everyone about. You know, when you're doing a broadcast like this, things happen, and life happens. Sometimes life comes at you fast, right? Who knows? So just hang loose. A lot of great information from Stan. A lot of information compacted in a very short amount of time from Stan. A couple of things in his absence, and I'm just going to briefly continue in his absence, and when he comes back, we'll pick up where he left off. Let me just go back here. Okay. One second here. Yeah, just hold on. You're okay. Everyone's okay. All right. Okay. I didn't even get to it, so that's good. Sounds like he's back. Sounds like
he's back, and mystery solved.
Mystery
solved?
You
know how you can have your phone in your back pocket of jeans?
So we're talking butt dialing? Is that what we're talking?
Yeah.
Butt dialing. Who'd have thunk?
And of course, she's up there making lunch, and her hands are all dirty and everything, so she didn't think to check.
It happens. It happens. So,
but she's okay. That's the main thing. So that's good.
Yeah, you have to. As I said, life comes at you fast. Sometimes you don't know, and you're absolutely right. So, can you put your mic back up?
There.
Cool.
Is that better?
That's better.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot to.
I'm glad everything's okay, because I keep light. There are lights here that if there's a problem, a light will go off, and then I got to worry. But anyway.
Mm. All right. Well, back at the picture of the sun there, you can see this large solar flare, and the area that it's coming from doesn't look, you know, really remarkable as far as magnetic fields. But if you then look in the center and just below the equator of the sun, you'll see a spot that is not really threatening at the moment, but it is large and has peaks in it. There you can see three bright spots, and it's moving around to the right. So it's going to go around the backside of the sun and come back around, and this is a 28-day rotation. So in 28 days, it'll be in the same spot again, but in 3 weeks, 21 days, it'll be on the left horizon there of the sun. Now, if it's going to be a real stinker, we'll see in the picture in slide 47, we'll see these magnetic field lines preceding it. It'll go up into the solar atmosphere and make these bright spots. So we're going to be looking for that to see if we're going to see some coronal mass ejections, perhaps, in this next 3 or 4 weeks. Mm. Slide 48 is an overlay of three photographs of the sun at the same time in different wavelengths to form a composite picture showing us depth of the field and various other things. And you can see from that a large butterfly shape with the hot plasma reactions going on in the middle of it. This helps us, again, another way to observe nuclear reactions are taking place beneath the surface there in the magnetic layer. Right underneath that picture in slide 45, you'll see this green heliographic view. And that's 3/4 of the sun's surface photographed by satellites. We would have had all of it, but years ago, the fourth satellite failed and ran out of power and can't supply the empty space there, the black space. So with just 3/4 of it, what we're looking at right in the middle is what we can see now. And you'll see in the lower right side of that green field, those kind of pale green dots together. That's that hot spot we were just looking at in the preceding picture. And up to the upper right, you'll see a white, magnetic field stretching going around the back, and it will reappear, over on the left side coming toward where we are now in the center. There's a spot that you'll see, a bright white spot underneath the word Stonyhurst and down about half the picture. You'll see this white spot, which is, producing solar flares, small ones, and disturbing magnetic fields. It's going to probably grow as it goes around the sun and performs another, 28-day rotation. This just helps us look behind to see what's coming around to get us.
Have we been affected? I didn't mean to interject, but
yeah, that's all right.
Have we been affected by any of the activity that you had, week by week, you kind of take a look at this and as a precaution, but has anything been damaged to date? I'll say over the last 60 days, to your knowledge, from sunspots. I'm just curious. Well, if that's another butt dial, kidding.
we're getting other real calls.
Right.
And because Holly had her hands dirty and what she was making, she couldn't catch it in time. But yeah, we've been getting calls all over the place.
I know. And it's been the same here at the office. I got to tell you, I don't know. I don't need my car warranty extended. So anyway.
Loans or small business forms that the government's going to give you money or some rubbish like that. I mean, it's crazy.
I know.
We got a lot of nuisance.
We got a minute and a half. So,
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Let me press forward in. For fun, for those of you who are interested in Nikola Tesla's work, in slide 53, you could go look at the video later and see how he did with making a two-way valve with no moving parts other than the fluid going through it this way or that way, and how it almost stops itself one way and how it enhances its flow the other way. A very clever design, and it's worth reading offline when you get there. The
amazing.
Okay. I didn't home front command. Okay. Slide 37.
Yep.
Police in southern Indian state of Karnataka, which was the gold fields, have banned 15 Christian families from gathering for worship services based on the presumption that they must have been coercively or fraudulently converted to Christianity, as they are not Christian by birth. Okay, gotta go.
Stan, thank you so much. What an informational download. You are so appreciated. May God bless you. And, hey, no worries about anything. Appreciate your time. Thank you so much. See you next week.
Lord bless you now. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know what, folks? Sorry, I was looking at the program clock. Hagman Report, Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com, HagmanStore.com. I'll get it together. Don't worry. Hello? Is this thing on? Thank you, Eric the Tech. Thank you, everyone. Please support the platform and HagmanStore.com as well. God bless.